The conditions were favorable for a native rebellion. The 60 Years' War between Britain and France was still raging. In 1754, the war known as the French and Indian War broke out. By the time of the planned unified rebellion, this war had already been going on for 9 years. The British forces in Canada were largely exhausted by their war with France. Pontiac regarded the French as reliable allies. He believed that the King of France would send a huge army to America, not only to drive out the British, but also to return America to the natives. The realistic and wise Pontiac thus fell victim to illusions sown among the natives by the two rivaling nations, both of which aimed to win the native support. Pontiac also failed to pay attention to a number of important circumstances favoring the British. Firstly, the rebellion was not supported by the Iroquois League, the most influential Native American power in North America. British law prohibited colonists from settling beyond the Appalachian Mountains, so the British settlers did not encroach upon Iroquois territory. Hundreds, perhaps thousands of Iroquois took part in the rebellion. But the League as a whole, as well as its fighting force, authority, and extensive military experience, was not on the side of the rebels. Through doing business with French hunters and trappers, Pontiac knew that the French hated the Redcoats. What he didn't and couldn't know, however, was that a secret power united London and Versailles, a power which several months after Pontiac's rebellion forced France to strike a truce with Britain.